Meals on Wheels programs across the U.S. and in Maine are scrambling to meet demand after an unexpected cut in federal funding. Maine was dealt a $130,000 blow that's causing some programs to initiate waiting lists or expand existing ones. As Patty White reports, advocates for the program say Meals on Wheels can be a critical source of daily nutrition, as well as a chance to check on participants' general well-being.
Nick Dion counts off hot meals he's packing for delivery. He's a driver for Meals on Wheels at Seniors Plus in Lewiston, which serves three counties, Androscoggin, Franklin, and Oxford.
So these are chicken teriyaki, and they're the hot meals.
Dion will also deliver frozen meals to cover the days clients don't receive a delivery. Last year, Seniors Plus delivered meals to nearly 700 people who are homebound and unable to cook for themselves.
Okay. We got everything. Let's go.
After loading up his car, Dion heads to Flora and Shelly Smith's apartment. The mom, 80-year-old Flora, recently returned home from a rehabilitation center after a bad fall. Along with dropping off meals, Dion wants to make sure she's recovering okay.
It's Meals on Wheels! Hi, how are you?
He heads to the kitchen and slips meals into a dark fridge that's otherwise empty. Flora Smith says she's disabled and her daughter has rheumatoid arthritis. They both use wheelchairs.
If I didn't get those meals, I don't know what we'd do. Because, I mean, they really mean so much to us. Because, today, we didn't have nothing, you know, nothing to eat. And I'm so glad that we got Meals on Wheels today.
While the Smiths are getting much-needed meals, there are others in Western Maine who aren't. Seniors Plus has a wait list of 106 people.
The only time in the 6 years that I've been here that we've had a waiting list is when we were under sequestration.
Betsy Sawyer-Manter is executive director at Seniors Plus. She says the wait list started a couple months ago. Seniors Plus asks clients for a $3 donation for each meal, but on average gets about 46 cents. The agency makes up the difference with donations and federal funds, but a couple weeks ago, Sawyer-Manter found out that her agency's federal funding had dropped by $18,000 due to budget cuts.
So we planned for a certain amount of meals and we brought those people on, and now we're sort of in a double bind because not only we don't have enough money to necessarily serve all the people that we have on the program right now, but then the waiting list gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
There are five agencies in Maine that operate Meals on Wheels programs. And according to the executive director of the Maine Association of Area Agencies on Aging, they'll now have to make a calculated risk. Jessica Maurer says those agencies can either create wait lists or continue to enroll people in the hope that help is on the way from Washington.
There is a belief that we may see additional federal funding later on in the year. And so essentially, you're being asked to upfront money that you don't have and that you don't have a promise of getting back.
77-year-old Barbara Stevens of Dixfield called recently to enroll in Meals on Wheels. She has upcoming surgery and had asked for daily meal service for about a month. But Stevens was told there wasn't enough funding to enroll her in the program. She decided she'd self-pay, which costs $5 a meal.
I said, well, I just won't pay some bills because I want to heal so I can get back outside and walk.
But just last week, Stevens got a call from Seniors Plus. An anonymous donor paid $130 so Stevens can receive a month's worth of meals and not fall behind on bills.
It's so overwhelming. It's just so touching. I just cried. I couldn't help it.
Jessica Maurer says Area Agencies on Aging are urging Maine's congressional delegation to reinstate funding. A pending state bill would make Meals on Wheels a covered service under MaineCare, which Maurer says would create a reliable income stream for the program. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.